I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
This is Linda McKenzie with the HealthyLife.net Health News Super Segment. Simple isometric exercises, including wall sits, offer a natural strategy to lower blood pressure. Out of multiple forms of physical activity, isometric exercise comes out on top as the most effective mode in reducing blood pressure. Broken down to individual exercises, wall squats were the most effective for reducing systolic blood pressure, while running or aerobic was most effective for reducing diastolic blood pressure. About 8 minutes of isometric training 3 times a week may be enough to significantly lower blood pressure. Wall squats, planks, and the glute bridge are examples of simple isometric exercises you can do virtually anywhere. More on high blood pressure. A team of cardiologists from 2 hospitals in China collaborated on research finding an association between people who ate dark chocolate and a reduced risk of developing essential hypertension, aka high blood pressure. High blood pressure can cause damage to your arteries and heart, primarily by increasing the workload so the heart and arteries work harder and less efficiently. The force and friction can damage arterial walls, which is linked to vision loss, stroke, kidney disease, heart attack, and sexual dysfunction. A study found a 27% reduction in death from cardiovascular disease and a reduction in the incidence of heart attack, stroke, and cardiovascular deaths in participants taking a flavanol supplement. Flavanols may also have beneficial effects on metabolic syndrome and can reduce hyperglycemia, insulin resistance, and even diabetes. Dark chocolate can lower your high blood pressure risk. However, the type of chocolate you pick is important. In 2023, Consumer Reports tested 17 varieties of chocolate candies and powders, and they found in the chocolate, milk chocolate, and chocolate chips, cocoa powder, and brownie, cake, and hot chocolate mixes. The data showed every product had detectable amounts, and 1/3 of these tested were high in heavy metals. According to the 2022 Consumer Reports study, 28 of the safer choices of dark chocolate include Ghirardelli's Intense Dark Chocolate, 86% cacao, and most organic dark chocolate, 80% cacao. A systematic review published in Phytotherapy Research reports benefits for soy, red clover, and other plant-based extracts for hot flashes and other menopause symptoms. Carbon dioxide, CO2, is a driver of mitochondrial energy production and improves the delivery of oxygen into your cells. It also protects against the harmful effects of lipid peroxidation. CO2 is also part of the magic that makes fermented foods so good for you. During lactofermentation, certain lactic acid-producing bacteria break down sugars into acids and carbon dioxide. The CO2 is what creates the fizziness in fermented foods. CO2-producing bacteria include 3 great natural probiotics that promote gut health, wound healing, good mental health, metabolism, and myoskeletal maintenance, and also has anti-aging effects. Researchers have now identified the molecular connection between testosterone, genetic expression in the brain, and anxiety, calling the relationship a mutual regulation that may be positively affected by administration of testosterone. Symptoms of low testosterone levels may be associated with physical conditions such as metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes, and even obesity. Other factors that influence levels include certain medications and exposure to environmental toxins. Non-prescription drugs that impact levels are alcohol, anabolic steroids, and illicit drugs. Men with androgen deficiency may experience decreased libido, reduced frequency and quality of erections, enlarged breast tissue, sweating, fatigue, reduced muscle mass, and increased body fat. There are several problems to using testosterone replacement therapy, including severe lower urinary tract symptoms, having a high concentration of red blood cells in your blood, congestive heart failure, and prostate or breast cancer. Testosterone replacement can also affect fertility in the future. Natural non-drug treatments include controlling lifestyle factors and avoiding medications that affect testosterone levels. A new study shows supplementation with algae chlorella can help pregnant women with constipation. A new study published in the journal Stroke shows that people with the highest omega-3 levels have a lower risk of stroke. It also dispels correlations between omega-3s and increased risk of brain hemorrhaging. Four hormones most adults can benefit from are progesterone, thyroid hormone T3, DHEA, and prednisone. Around the age of 11 and 12, right before puberty, the hormonal profiles of boys and girls are relatively similar. This is the time when thyroid hormone levels are the highest they'll ever be. And it's the time in a person's life cycle when their mortality is the lowest. Most supplementation recommendations are based on these prepubescent levels. The output of DHEA by the adrenal gland is about 20 to 50 milligrams. So for most people, the max DHEA dose would be 50 milligrams. But human studies have shown that once you take 50 milligrams or more of DHEA per day, you begin to increase more estrogen. Not so good. So it's best to take 5 to 10 milligrams. Here's our safety alerts from the FDA and FSIS to help keep you and yours healthy. Electric City Sweets Red Velvet Milk Chocolate Bars for Undeclared Milk. Roland Tahini for Salmonella. CJ Foods Manufacturing is recalling 61,839 pounds of steamed chicken soup dumplings for hard plastic pieces from a permanent marker pen. MF Meats is recalling 93,277 pounds of raw meat for non-food grade mineral seal oil. M&P Production Limited is recalling 669 pounds of lamb and beef Samsa for undeclared sesame seed. Sargento Foods, Sargento Bevel Shredded Queso Quesadilla Cheese and 10 other cheese products for Listeria monocytogens. Pasta OG, OG Pizza, plant-based Americana, Beyond Meat crumbles on cauliflower crust, gluten-free frozen pizza, being recalled for undeclared milk. Chin Young Corporation, Chin Young White Kimchi, 3, all kinds for undeclared fish. Ready Pack Foods, Inks, Bistro Queso Crunch Salad Kit, and 2 other salad products for Listeria monocytogens. Braga Ranch, Market Side Bacon Ranch, Crunch Chopped Salad Kit for Listeria monocytogens. Lakeview Farms, LLC, Rojo Black Beans 6-Layer Dip for Listeria monocytogens. Zingerman's Bakehouse, Zingerman's Bakehouse Black Magic Brownie for undeclared walnuts. The Quaker Oats Company, Quaker Chewy Cap'n Crunch Instant Oatmeal and 69 other oatmeal products for Salmonella. Multi USA Crushed Tomatoes, the can lining is detaching from the can and going into the product. Reser's Fine Foods, Inks, Reser's Amish Macaroni Salad for undeclared wheat, Denver Solutions, Lidocaine, and 2 other products for glass particles. Brassica Pharmacy Private, Lubricant PM Ointment, Equate Lubricant Eye Ointment, and 2 other products for lack of sterility. Sun Pharmaceutical Industries, Mesalamine Extended Release Capsules for Dissolution Failure. Bausch Health, Omeprazole and Sodium Bicarbonate for Oral Suspension for Subpotency. And that's it for this week's Health Super Segment. This is Linda McKenzie from HealthyLife.net. Stay happy and healthy.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's Super Segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net.